Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. My phone won't stay where it needs to stay. Okay, I think it'll stay now. But welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. I do want to apologize for my absence. Tyler's nap schedule has totally changed on me, and now she's asleep for an hour instead of 2 hours. And I'll be honest, that hour goes by so fast. I am almost 8 months pregnant, so now I am honestly taking that hour for myself, and I lay down in bed for about an hour. I'm also starting to swell from, of course, being pregnant, so I figured if I lay down for an hour, because during the day I'm pretty much up doing things, then it'll help out also. And yes, I am drinking enough water also. But so I am working on a new schedule when it comes to podcasting. I am still going to upload. I am still going to try and upload on Tuesdays and Thursdays. However, my recording days will be different. So I'm going to try and record on Jeremiah's day off instead of trying to manage it like at home. That way I can do it any time of the day that I want. If it's early in the morning and I want to go make a podcast, I can just leave Tyler with Jeremiah and stuff like that. So, and like right now Tyler's asleep and Jeremiah's playing some video games, which doesn't happen often. And I know that I can take as long as I want in here because Tyler has a human, an adult in there with her. So we are good. And I'm thinking that this is going to work out this way. So enough of that. What I wanted to talk about today is a little delayed. I want to talk about the 28-week checkup for your OBGYN. I have, and kind of like what they do. It is not invasive yet. That is a 36-week checkup that is invasive. This one is not a long one, but it is a long doctor's visit. Basically, what you do during your 28-week checkup is you take your one-hour glucose test, you get your Tdap shot, and you get your Rogam shot if you are O negative. I am O negative, and from what my understanding is the Rogam shot is a shot that you get if you are O negative blood type. Not O negative, but negative blood type. So B negative, A negative, O negative, any of that. If you are negative, then you get the shot. It goes in your, basically, like your butt cheek area. This time it was kind of in my hip. I will tell you, getting the shot, like the needle itself, does not hurt. However, getting the medicine into your butt or wherever they put it, that hurts. That hurts a lot. This time it did hurt a lot more than it did with Tyler. It also was in a different location. It was kind of in like the bonier part, by like my hip area. And with Tyler, it was my whole, like, she did it on the top of my butt cheek type thing. So I will say location does matter. Try and get it in the fattier part if you can. And it was only sore for about the day, that day, maybe like the middle of the next day, but that was it. But from what my understanding is that shot protects, it hides your baby's blood from your blood. I heard that it just hides it and it's like a camouflage, but I also heard that the Rogam shot is a little bit of, the protein that we're missing, and they put a little bit of in your blood system, that way you can, have and hold your baby. That way your body doesn't identify your baby's blood as a foreign object and try to delete it. That is what my understanding is. I do know that it is important to get if you are planning to have babies and you are a negative blood type, or if you're planning to have future babies also when you're a negative blood type. You do not need to get it before you have a baby. It is just at 28 weeks. And you also have to get it if you're in like some type of accident and then up to three days after the baby is born. With Tyler, I had to get it 3 times. I got it at my 28-week checkup. I got it at, when we got in the car accident. And they didn't know that our blood had mixed, but it was a precautionary thing, so they gave me the shot. It was through an IV, because I had to go to the hospital. So they gave me the shot through an IV so that if our bloods did mix, she and I will still both be okay. And then you get it again. They have to find out your baby's blood type when you have the baby. So when Tyler was born, her blood was ran so that she can get a blood type. And then if she was a negative blood type, she's A positive. If she was A negative, I would not have had to get the shot again. But because she's A positive and there's a plus instead of a minus, I had to get the shot again. So that's basically like a quick way to explain the Rogam shot. It's not awful. Don't look at the needles. That fucker was huge. But yeah, and so then of course, like every OB visit, they check your weight, your heart rate, your blood pressure, your temperature, all that. And then like you talk to your doctor, you tell them how it's going and all that. And then you also have to get the Tdap shot. I don't know if I got this with Tyler. I can go back and look anytime I want, but I did get it with this one. The Tdap shot it's like a booster shot in a way. Which because of right now I'm not really complaining about with COVID. So I did get the Tdap shot. That one went into my arm. Tyler and Jeremiah were able to go to the doctor's visit with me on this one. They are no longer allowed to go with me. Tyler is, but again, I keep my doctor's appointments for his days off. That way I can leave Tyler with him. That way I can focus on getting there, getting done, and actually have a conversation with my doctor, because I tend to forget a lot of what I want to talk about when I have Tyler because I'm distracted. But I will say the Tdap shot made my arm super sore it didn't hurt that day as much as it hurt that night and then the next day. And then after that, you just get better. I think on the third day, I was totally fine, except for like, I could feel like the not tingles, but it was like barely any pain when it was touched. So there's that. And then you also at your 28 week checkup, you also get your glucose test. I don't know how many times I just said also, but it's there. So you get your glucose test. You are, during that checkup, it is your 1 hour test, and you basically drink this syrupy textured, drink. Mine was orange flavored, and if they can give it to you guys cold, they can't put it in ice, I think, but if they, like, I like it better cold. I've never had one room temperature, but I like the orange one. It's not bad. And that's all that's the only one I've ever had is orange flavored. But you drink it, you have to drink it within 5 minutes. I just slammed it. And then you either pass or you fail. From my understanding, they do make the glucose test, the 1 hour one, very easy to fail. With Tyler, I passed it. With this one, I failed it. And I only failed it by 3 points. So I wasn't super worried about it. I've always had a problem with my blood sugar getting really low. But it's not like it doesn't happen often enough that I'm super concerned about it. The way I see it is that my body can error and I'm allowed to be missing certain things. So, when that happens, I literally just eat some applesauce with some sugar in it or drink a cup of juice and I'm good within the next 15, 20 minutes. So, but yeah, I ended up failing it, which if you fail your glucose test, you have to go get your 3 hour glucose test. And in the 3 hour during the 1 hour one, you take that drink and then the minute you're done drinking it, you have 1 hour exactly. And that's when you need to get your blood drawn again. The lady who drew my blood either did it a minute late or a minute early. I'm assuming that doesn't really matter because it's just a minute out of 60 of them. So, that was some hot tea. I'm sitting in the car, so it's cold. And I made some tea and it's hot. So yeah. I ended up failing by 3 points. So then I had to go get my 3-hour test, and I will honestly say I have not one bad experience with the 3-hour test. I went in, the nurse who called me had been trying to get a hold of me for like 3 days, but I kept missing her phone call. And then when I would call, I would be on hold for an hour and a half, and I have no patience, so I would hang up. And so when I was finally able to get a hold of her, I pulled over real quick, because of course she called while I was driving. And so I pulled over and I carried the conversation with her. And she was super informative. She let me know that the lab where I go to is open 24/7. My doctor is located in a hospital, so that definitely does help. But, so she let me know that I can go in anytime, like weekend, morning, afternoon, anytime I want, I can go in. And so I decided to go in on, and I asked her if it was important if I like got it done right away or can I wait to get a babysitter, because bringing a 3-year-old to a 4-hour long test is not fun. So I was able to do it on a Sunday where Jeremiah was home. So he stayed with Tyler. My mom ended up watching Tyler because Jeremiah got called into work on a Sunday. So the original plan was that he was going to watch her, and then he ended up having to work that day. So then I called my mom and grandma and they watched her for me. And she has so much fun at my grandma's house. So, or at my grandma's mom's house right now. It's fun. So I went to the hospital I got there around 9 a.m. and I don't think I actually took the test until about 10. You're not allowed to eat 8 to 14 hours before you take the test. I stopped eating at 9:30 that night, and I hadn't eaten anything until I took the test at about 10. So that's basically 12 hours without eating. And I didn't struggle that bad. I did bring water with me. You can't chug your water, but you can sip it type thing. So I did do that. And I did have like a granola bar in my purse for when I was done. And then I also brought pickles for when I was done, like all the way done and leaving. And so when you first walk in, you do have to you have to get your blood drawn before you drink the sugary liquid. And then you have to wait for the results, and if you pass or you fail, I don't know what happens if you fail, but I passed, so I was able to continue on with the test, and then that's when I was given this sugary drink. It was 10 ounces of 100, I think it was 100 grams of sugar, or 100 milligrams, something like that. It's like 3-point-something ounces, so I'm pretty sure it's 100 grams of glucose. And it literally tastes like the Tang orange drink that you, like, we had as kids. But it tastes like that, and I let Tyler put the most amount of sugar she ever wanted in her whole world in it. Like, that's what it tastes like. Again, it wasn't bad. I was told to drink it within 5 minutes. Don't slam it, but sip it. So it was tiny chugs. Is what I, like, the guy who did it, he was super sweet, super nice, he was super funny, I have no complaints, like, it was such a good experience. I will highly recommend doing it on a weekend, because I was the only one in the lobby, and for COVID reasons, it was really nice. I was able to take mask breaks, and so I don't have a hard time breathing in the mask, but I do get, like, a little lightheaded if I'm in it too long, and so I'll just, like, pull it away from my face, but it still covers my face, so I have that, like, little breeze in my face, if that makes sense. And so it was super nice, and then being the only one there, it didn't really matter, but because, like, you know, respect reasons, I did keep my mask on. And so I took the glucose. It tasted awful, but it didn't give me any heartburn this time. That was a good thing. And then you wait an hour, and then you get your blood drawn, and then you wait another hour, and then you get your blood drawn, and then you wait another hour, One, two, three. Yeah, and you get your blood drawn. All in all, it's about a 4.5 hour test. I wish I was so bored. I didn't bring a whole lot to do because there's no tables. I couldn't walk to the cafeteria. They kind of want you just to stay in the lobby. I don't know if physical exercise, if like moving around or whatnot, I don't know if that bothers it, but yeah, so I didn't want to chance it, and they told me to stay in the lobby, so of course I'm going to listen. So I pretty much just sat on my phone all day, organized my phone, deleted some pictures I didn't need in my gallery, like, you know, cleaned my phone out, and then I also, got rid of some apps, played a few games, got bored, deleted them, like, went on TikTok, got bored. But it was pretty okay. It wasn't an awful test. You do get your blood drawn 4 separate times. That does mean 4 separate pokes. Hopefully you're with somebody who knows what they're doing, and hopefully you're able to go in on a weekend, because honestly, that was so nice. And they took, like, they were so friendly. But yeah, so that was pretty much it. I hope you guys don't have to go through the 3-hour test. It's not awful. It's just not fun, if that makes sense. The 1-hour test isn't even a whole lot of fun. And you do, where I go, I do have to pay for parking. So it was, like $11, I think, just to get my blood tested, which is fine. Like, you know, make sure I'm healthy, the baby's healthy. I'm totally fine with it, but I can complain a little bit. So, but yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's all I got for you guys today. This is for Tuesday. So I should be uploading this on Tuesday, and then I'm actually going to not leave my car and upload another one for Thursday so that I can actually be on track again, guys. I'm so sorry that I've been absent or MIA, and I totally miss it. Like, I miss recording, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.